It's been a tough year for Indiana University's basketball coach Bobby Knight. He's come under fire for allegedly choking one of his players during practice and abusing other players mentally. Last week, another former player for Coach Knight, this one the coach of the Toronto Raptors, claimed Knight used racial epithets in the locker room. All this at a time when Knight's coaching methods are being scrutinized by his own school. Commentator Frank DeFord thinks it's time to cut Bobby Knight a little slack.
It's unfashionable to say nice things about Bob Knight. You're either put down as an apologist, or worse, suspected of being some sort of deluded Hoosier cultist who's in his thrall. But I'm sorry, there are nice things to say about Coach Knight, and there are many quite respected and sensitive people who would also speak to that point. Knight is dead-on honest, loyal, generous, respectful of the tried and true. He's committed to the principle that college athletes should also be real college students, and he cares about the future of his players. Of course, no, these things don't excuse his bad behavior, but they are simply so. I had dinner with him and a mutual friend a few weeks ago before the current charges that he manhandled a player were made public. Knight was, as is so often the case, bright and engaging, full of good humor, really quite wonderful company. Those who interrupted his meal to petition him for autographs were all met with grace and charm. Now, the point of this is not just to praise Caesar as others would bury him. It is only to try and help you understand why the public Bob Knight, the coach, the one so often on display, vulgar and boorish, even mean-spirited, so utterly confounds those who know him well. It's even more confounding because I'm convinced that Knight is virtually always in control. He chooses to be the ogre. Essentially, he even told me so after the recent allegations were made public. You know, Frank, he said blithely, I could have been Al McGuire. McGuire, you will recall, was everybody's favorite coach and announcer, a man who was successful and beguiling. It would have been a piece of cake for Knight. Instead, he chose to be a bully who knows that his manner and actions must bring criticism down upon himself. Now, why? The wisest insight I ever heard on the subject came from an elderly Indiana high school coach named Roy Bates, whom Knight had hired as an assistant. Bobby has got so much, Coach Bates told me, and this was years ago. He's achieved so much, so soon become so popular, and nobody can ever get him. He doesn't cheat, he doesn't drink, he doesn't chase women, but for some reason he thinks he's been a bad boy, and no matter how successful he becomes, he thinks he must be punished. A short while ago, I asked Knight point blank about this analysis. Usually he responds directly to any question with a vengeance. This time he was evasive and uncomfortable in dismissing his old coaching friend's theory. No, none of us knows why Bob seems to feel this need to be punished. But clearly this is part of what animates him. It is almost as if he feels he has to test the affection around him, especially those he admires. He was so good a coach, so attractive a figure. It would have been so natural for Knight to have been Al McGuire or Dean Smith or Red Auerbach or any of those other great coaches he idolizes. But for some reason, that would have been too easy for him. Instead, he determined to show us his worst to see if we would still accept him, to see who would stay on his team. It's easy to condemn Bob Knight. It's harder to understand why that ever had to be so.
The comments of Frank DeFord, a senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.